going on today.
Okay. Let's see if you thought they, we, I would like to call the 5th Osage Nation Congress to order. We are on the 4th day of our hunka session. It is March 30th, 2017. The time is 10:05 a.m. Congressman Supernaw, would you render a morning prayer for us, please?
Father God, look down on us today as we deliberate the business of the nation. Help us to make good decisions and be mindful that we're here to make a way for those who come after us. Bless and comfort, protect our people, wherever they may be in the world. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you. Roll call, please.
Congresswoman Bethelhead.
Present.
Congresswoman Edwards.
Here.
Congressman Maker.
Here.
Congressman Mason.
Present.
Congressman Norris. Congressman Shaw. Congressman Supernaw.
Here.
Congressman Tillman.
Here.
Congressman Walker.
Here.
Congresswoman Whitehorn.
Here.
Speaker Pratt.
Not here.
Assistant Chief Redcorn.
Present.
We have a quorum. Congressman Norris is out for a funeral, and Congressman Shaw is with his mother for a medical procedure. Next is approval of the journal for March 29th. Please look over the journal.
Motion to approve the journal.
Motion second to approve the journal discussion. All those in favor signify by saying yes.
Yes.
Any opposed, say no. The journal for March 29th. is approved. Next is introduction of bills and resolutions. Are there any bills or resolutions to be introduced this morning? Seeing none, bills and resolutions on first reading. Congressman Supernol.
Thank you, Madam Speaker. Assistant Chief, wherever he may be. Members of Congress. I'm reading in ONCA 1744, an act to authorize and appropriate $1 million to the Tallgrass Economic Development LLC as a capital contribution for the purpose of securing bonding and to establish an alternate effective date.
Thank you, Congressman. Congresswoman Buffalo Head.
Thank you, Speaker. Members of Congress, ONCR 1715 is a resolution commending the late Camille Pangburn for her leadership and service to the Osage Tribe for the betterment of the tribe and directing distribution. ONCR 1716 is a resolution commending Jody Rebar for her leadership and service to the Osage Tribe for the betterment of the tribe and directing distribution. ONCR 1717 is a resolution commending Rosemary Wood for her leadership and service to the Osage Tribe for the betterment of the tribe and directing distribution. I'd like to make a motion these be advanced to third reading on tomorrow's agenda.
Second. Motion and second. All those in favor signify by saying yes.
Yes.
Any opposed say no. Okay, those resolutions will now appear on third reading tomorrow's agenda. And ONCA 1744 is assigned to the Commerce, Gaming, and Land Committee. Next is reports of Congresswoman Buffalo Head.
Sorry, I need to also make another motion to waive engrossment for tomorrow for third reading, for these to go to third reading and waive engrossment.
Are you sure there's no time for those?
Yes, I looked at it yesterday.
I also looked at it when I signed it.
Second.
All right. All those in favor signify by saying yes.
Yes.
Any opposed say no. Okay, motion passes. We're on reports of select committees. Are there any select committees to report? Seeing none, report. Congresswoman Edwards. Wake up, everybody.
I'm awake. It's 5 a.m. Rules and Ethics Committee met on ONCA 1643, a resolution to support the establishment and use of culturally relevant Native American customs to include a sweat lodge to be placed into the treatment plan for the benefit of patients served by the Osage Nation Primary Residential Treatment, PRT Center, within 45 days. Sponsor is Angela Pratt. Final committee action is due pass as properly engrossed with yes votes from Edwards, Buffalo Head, and Mason. Also, the committee met on congressional rules recommendation. The final committee action is due pass. The rule is attached. It's amendment to rule 8.4. It strikes the amendment and inserts the following. One, official legislative records include A, the Osage Nation membership roll, B, all congressional journals with attachments thereto, C, filed bills, resolutions, committee substitutes, and any filed amendments thereto. D, documentation with a clerk of Congress stamp and or clerk's office communication number. E, committee reports. F, approved meeting minutes. G, office of fiscal and performance review reports. H, fiscal analysis reports. I, any document declared official by recorded majority vote of the Congress. Two, the Congress Journal shall include an attachment. As an attachment, all executive messages, legislative messages, and the speaker's closing report presented at each congressional session. 3, records that are required to be created by these rules that are on vital, permanent, or archival value shall be maintained in the office of the clerk whenever necessary, but no more often than annually or less often than biannually. Records required to be maintained shall be archived. 4, confidential documents shall be labeled as such and shall be maintained, disseminated, and archived in accordance with legislative policy and procedure. 5, other records that are no longer needed for any purpose and that do not have sufficient administrative, legal, or fiscal significance to warrant their retention shall be disposed of. 6, a digital recording shall be made of each day's session by the clerk, which shall be compiled and stored on a digital device suitable for archival purposes. 7, the committee staff assigned to each existing committee shall ensure compliance with this rule for all records created or received by the committee. 8, all congressional staff and the speaker shall ensure compliance with this rule for all records created.
Thank you. Reports of standing committees. Are there any standing committees to report? Congresswoman Buffalo Head.
The Government Ops Committee met regarding resolution number ONCR 1713, a resolution to provide for an election to amend Article 6, Section 3 and 5 of the Constitution of the Osage Nation. Sponsor is Congressman Maker. The final committee action was no recommendation with yes votes from Buffalo Head, White Claw, Supernaw, Tillman, Walker, one absent, Norris.
Thank you. We are now on general order day 2, where amendments may be proposed. ONCA 1738, an act to amend 26 ONC section 4-101 and 4-153 of the Osage Nation Revenue and Taxation Act to allow active duty personnel of the military to obtain vehicle plates at a reduced rate of $15 and to establish an alternate effective date. Are there any amendments to be proposed to this bill? Seeing none, this will advance to third reading on tomorrow's agenda. We are now on third reading. ONCR 1643, a resolution to support the establishment and use of a sweat lodge for the benefit of patients at the Primary Residential Treatment Center. I am the sponsor of this bill, and I wish to split my time.
Good morning, members of Congress. Thank you. Actually, this is a resolution. And I could stand here and tell you a nearly two-year story of who said what, who did or didn't do something. But I won't. And what I will tell you is that the PRT program has gone, in my opinion, far too long without the ability to participate in the sweat lodge. I have heard from many clients and those in recovery regarding the sweat lodge being a vital aspect of Native recovery, from many who have gone through the PRT program even years ago and continue to say that being able to practice, this is a vital aspect of their ongoing recovery. My colleague, Congressman Shaw, spoke yesterday and just stated his opinion about it not necessarily being a priority of the counseling program, and for the PRT center. I work well with these individuals, so I don't want to necessarily say that they don't care that this is a part of the recovery process, but I will say I've been very frustrated in trying to help get this reestablished. I have asked and asked. I've spoken with the Health Authority Board. So I think this has gone on too long. I think that although many different people, players in, on the board and the programs have had their differences of opinion on whether it is essential or whether Osage is even practiced, or you know, many things have been thrown out, but what I say we should do is keep in mind the clients in recovery, and so I believe that this is an effort to do so, and I sincerely hope that the executive branch will follow up on this with a voice of Congress, and I can't imagine that you would, but I appreciate you voting for this so that we could send a strong congressional message that we do support this for our Osage clients in recovery, as well as other natives who come to us from other areas. So thank you.
Is there anyone else who would like to speak for or against this resolution? Seeing none, I will waive the remainder of my time. The question is, shall ONCR 1643 pass?
Congresswoman Edwards.
Yes.
Congressman Hamilton.
Yes.
Congressman Maker.
Yes.
Congressman Mason.
Yes.
Congressman Supermom.
Yes.
Congressman Tillman.
Yes.
Congressman Walker.
Yes.
Congresswoman Whitehorn.
Yes.
Congresswoman Bethlehead.
Yes.
Speaker Powell.
Yes. ONCR 1643 passes and advance to enrollment. Next is motions and notices. Congresswoman Edwards.
Move to adopt Rule 8.4 reported out today.
Motion and seconded discussion. Congressman Walker.
Would the movement consider allowing us to vote on this tomorrow so we can at least have a chance to look at 10 through 29 and see what was stricken? And that's.
I don't see by any way of explanation, I'll just tell you that the parts that were added, we restated it so that the movement. Have strike and insert so that you could read it. Parts that are added are number one, number two, some words. Number
one. You have asked her question, so I allowed her to respond. Congressman Walker, are you still in discussion? I was allowing her a chance to respond because you did ask the movement. She stated no, and now she's starting to
right,
go but
I
over.
Asked her,
so you still have the floor.
Yeah, I asked her if she would consider allowing us to vote on this tomorrow so we could look at it. I appreciate her going ahead and indulging us right. Now. But
okay, so I believe her answer is no, and you do still have the floor if you'd like it. Otherwise, are there any other comments from? Otherwise, we will vote. Congresswoman Whitehorn.
Well, I'd just like to state in discussion that I'd like the opportunity. I realize it may be a simple thing that you've done in the meeting this morning, but I haven't had an opportunity to look at where this is inserted into the rules either, and I'd like to vote on it tomorrow also.
Okay, let's go ahead and do a roll call. Congressman Mason.
Yes, before I vote, I would like to know what is it now that we're exactly...
The motion is to, they would like to pass Rule 8.4, the amendments to Rule 8.4. And so we're voting on whether you want to pass that today or if you choose not to If you need more time, then you would vote no at this time, that you want to pass it, and it can be brought up again after others have had time, more time to review.
Thank you.
We also have two members of Congress absent today, so.
Congressman Hamilton?
No.
No.
Congressman Maker?
No.
Congressman Mason?
No.
Congressman Supernaw?
No.
Congressman Tillman?
No.
Congressman Walker?
No.
Congresswoman Whitehorn?
No.
Congresswoman Bethlehem?
Yes.
Congresswoman Edwards?
Yes.
Speaker Pratt?
No. Motion fails. Congresswoman Edwards?
I have in my inbox a motion or a letter from the treasurer wherein he says he needs clarification of my motion made yesterday. He's requesting information. So I move that the speaker refer the treasurer to a memo dated Friday, August 12th, 2016 at 4:26 from Ron Shaw, the chair of the Appropriations Committee, to Chief of Staff Jason Zahn, wherein he requests FY17 individual department and program budget summaries and support documentation. He refers to the submitted...
Congresswoman Edwards, are you going to have that in writing, or could we possibly just answer the question, is not to have a big long motion that says referring to an old letter? So if we could just answer the question of their question is, because I did look at this memo and I was going to discuss it with the Congress. I got with legal counsel saying, do we all need to discuss it because we did all vote on it? And but the question is whether it would ask for all tribal programs or just the accounting department's budgets.
Well, with all due respect, how he got out of that motion that I was just asking for the Treasury Department and the county department's budgets is beyond me. So if he needs further explanation,
I understand.
I'll lead him out by making a motion and telling you what to attach.
I understand and I agree, but that's what I'm saying is she's going to need that in writing, so if you have all that together in writing, but I do agree with you, sometimes this goes back to, sometimes our emotions are too hot, sometimes they're too cold, and I guess we have to get it just right sometime, and so we're trying to answer this question. So, I agree, but I just want to make sure that she's going to have the ability to put this and everybody's following right now because this is the motion that everyone will be voting on.
Move to include Ron Shaw's Friday, August 12th, 2016 request in a response to the treasurer.
Second.
Discussion. Congresswoman Edwards.
On Friday, August 12th, 2016, Ron Shaw, the head of the Appropriations Committee, wrote to Jason Zahn's Chief of Staff and asked for the support documentation and included the template that was requested. This is the information that is sought from the Treasurer. This information should now correspond to the budget or the appropriation law. My recollection is in top-down budgeting, once we created and appropriated the funds, there was going to be budgeting that was undertaken, and I'm assuming that it was undertaken by these four pages. So I guess if he doesn't have four pages of budgets, he can respond back and tell us that he doesn't have it. But something appears in the financials, numbers in all those line items, so that has to correspond to something, I would think. This is the information that I believe that he should have, if he doesn't, and if he doesn't, he will produce whatever he does have that supports those numbers.
Thank you. Congresswoman Whitehorn.
My question is, does that letter resolve the question of whether it's just the accounting department's budget or all departments and programs' budgets for the executive branch?
I agree. That is a good question.
And if it doesn't, then would you, as Speaker, clarify that while attaching that to send to the Treasurer?
Yes. Okay. Congresswoman Edwards.
The letter says, FY17 individual department and program budget summaries and support documents listed in the Executive Order 1604 respectively.
Congresswoman Whitmore.
Just to make one more statement about that template, it's my understanding that the two underlying pages, you have the top budgetary page, which she's looking there, that top budgetary page cannot have any numbers in it unless you do the work on the two worksheets. The two worksheets are what populate that budget. And I have seen departments that have that budget sheet when they're looking at their budget, so.
Okay, Congressman Walker.
I wish it hasn't come to this, but narrowing it down maybe even further, the support documentation could be a minor sticking point. I really think, in my opinion, is all I want to see is the individual most up-to-date program and/or department budget. Some are four pages, some are three and a half, some are four and a half, it seems like. I mean, to me, it would just be the most up-to-date FY 2017 individual program and department budget. That's what we're asking for. That's real, if that's misunderstood and that results in a memo that they don't understand that, then I'm sorry, I'm going to have to accuse the games are being played. The what you just read is a reasonable response, but we just want the program and department budget the most up-to-date.
Right, and that's where I was asking is, I understand your frustration. I understand that you're trying to show documentation here, but I'm afraid that it may cause even more confusion. So I say we just answer the question of that it including the all tribal programs. Congresswoman Edwards.
Well, let's look at the letter to make sure that we understand. Does everybody have their letter?
Where is it? Is it?
I don't think I've got it.
Has a copy?
Both my emails.
Okay.
Do you see?
It's Dana sent it to us.
This morning?
Dana Merle, uh-huh.
Backup documentation?
9/24. This letter right here.
Got it. When did she send it? 9/24, 9/25, this morning.
It's Dana's, Dana resent it to us.
This is why we're going to have to, I guess, start defining this stuff better. Do you guys have it?
Uh-huh.
What does it, what's he confused about?
I, yes, I'm going to. For whoever doesn't have a copy, and I did discuss this, I just received this in my chair this morning, discussed it with legal counsel and was going to answer the question of, because I believe Mr. Potts gave the right answer. Anyways. Dear Madam Speaker, I am in receipt of your letter requesting completed four-page budget templates that support the individual budget information contained in monthly treasury/accounting financials. In discussion with Mr. Clayton Potts, it is his belief the request pertains to each tribal program rather than just the treasury/accounting departments. At your earliest convenience, please provide clarification as to whether the request is in regard singularly to the treasury/accounting departments or to each tribal program/agency. Your assistance in providing this clarification is very much appreciated. So it's my opinion that Mr. Potts provided good information, but I understand him wanting it to come to the Congress because it was a vote of Congress. It was my intent to give that answer. I asked legal counsel regarding that, but here we are. So I say to keep it simple, I send a response to him to give him the answer that it is regarding each tribal program.
So singularly. He asked, is it singularly or each tribal program/agency? So the answer is singularly, correct? Pardon me for...
No, I look at it as he's narrowing it down. Were we only asking for the treasury for just theirs, or are we asking for everyone's? And I don't, maybe it read that way, but I guess He took it as we just want the accounting departments.
It says or to each, sorry.
Congresswoman Whitmer.
It says or to each tribal program / agency. That's what we want. We want each
right.
program and department.
He took it as we just want the accounting departments, but we want each tribal program. So I say we answer back with all tribal programs.
Got it.
So. I think maybe you need to, I mean.
But Congresswoman Edwards, could you please ask? Okay, Congresswoman Edwards.
Well, I mean, this is the reason we tried to put terms into law, because there's always confusion. So is the four-page budget template, what's it called? We don't know what that's called. I'm referring to monthly financials that come from the accounting department. Are those the accounting department's financials, or are those the accounting financials? Are they just financials? It goes beyond that to giving code numbers and names to things and calling everything a program, even though the legislative branch is not a program. We need to start using terms that everybody understands, that we tried to do that in law, but it's ignored. So I guess I'll start writing some legislation.
Okay, so that was actually a continued discussion regarding your motion. Would you care to withdraw altogether, and I will respond as speaker with that, with the answer, or if you would like to withdraw and restate by motion that we send word to the treasurer that it is for every tribal.
I refer to the completed four-page budget template. Do you think that's going to be confusing?
I don't know that that's what he's confused on. He was going to provide it. I read it as he was going to provide it just for his accounting department, which doesn't make sense to me. But Congressman Walker.
I'm content with the speaker responding by email, and if that gets confusing, a simple phone call between two adults should be able to iron this out.
Right, and I agree. I do appreciate, I sent the letter over yesterday, I do appreciate his prompt response and him asking for clarification, so I appreciate the communication, and I will provide the answer to him. Congresswoman Whitehorn.
I agree. I don't think he's confused about the budget template at all. I just think he's confused whether just the accounting
yes.
stuff is needed or all programs. So I don't support the motion that I seconded.
Okay, thank you. Congressman Edwards.
Well, I'll withdraw with the comment that a simple phone call could have cleared this up yesterday when the confusion started.
Maybe that's what we should have done.
Yeah. Okay. All right. So motion was withdrawn. We are still in motions and notices, and okay, so let's hold off for a moment, or if you're, let's go to the OFPR report right now, and Mr. Kelly Corbin, could you please approach the podium to give your, does everyone have a copy or would like a copy with them? But we will have Mr. Corbin. Congressman Mason.
I'd like to make a motion just to have a short recess. 2 minutes, 3 minutes.
Okay, all right. Without objection, we'll recess for 5 minutes.
Angela, did you have any information that the treasurer asked?